Thank God for my wife leading us off today with prayer and praise. Andrea singing and Troy came in. I thought he was working today. I thought I'd have to try to do it all. And then when I heard my mom might come, I said, I was thinking to myself, I might have to call her up to twinkle ivories a little bit. She can play now. Acts chapter 28. She'll go old school on you real quick in a minute. Acts chapter 28. If you haven't, say amen. I'm reading from the King James Bible. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled the fire and received us everyone because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Now, this is the scripture here where you hear so many stories or messages about shake it off. All right? But I'm not going to talk about shake it off today. Continue on, verse number 6. Howbeit, they looked when he should have swollen. Everybody say should have. When he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds. Everybody say they changed their minds. Now here's the part I really want you to see. And said that he was a god. They said that he was a god. Now, I want to back up before we really dive into really understanding more about what's going on in the story and who this is talking about. This is obviously talking about Paul. But I want you to picture and understand Paul before all of this, where Paul was considered, as he said, the chiefest sinner, the biggest sinner. He was the one throwing people in jail and having them executed because of their belief and faith in Christ Jesus. Now here's this man, Paul, who's now once was Saul, now converted. His name is now Paul. He's now standing in a place where people are amazed at him and looking at him as if he's from some other planet, as if he's a god. Because what just happened was, is that even though he was coming out of a shipwreck, sometimes you're going through difficult things and difficult situations, and sometimes even after you go through, something else comes up that you're not expecting. Something else that you don't want to happen happens in your life. How many have gone through some times when you think you just about had enough, something else came along and kind of took you by surprise, or kind of somewhat knocked you back and took the wind out of you? But I want you to see Paul now, where he was once a person who was one who persecuted the church, was an outsider of the realm of God and the people of God, one who didn't belong and wasn't part of the kingdom. Now he's standing in the kingdom of God, doing the work of the kingdom, and now seemingly nothing can stop him. A poisonous snake bites and attaches itself to him, and Paul just shakes it off and acts like nothing ever happens. And the people are looking on at him, and they're expecting that something should happen, such as he should at least get swollen in his hand, or he should at least fall down dead because this is a poisonous snake that bit him. Something should have happened. And they're looking and they're continuing watching and watching. And as they're eating and as they're kind of gathering and gathering and kind of communing amongst each other, they're kind of looking out of the corner of their eye and they're saying to themselves, something's up with this guy. Something's different about him. And it came to a point where they finally changed their mind about him, because they first thought that he was one who was a prisoner, a murderer, and they expected that vengeance would come upon him. So by right, they were expecting bad to happen. Are you hearing me? How many of you got people in your life where they're just looking at you and they're expecting bad to happen? They're not really looking for good things to happen. They're not really on your side, rooting for you. They're wanting you to fail. Anybody got some of those haters around you? I got my thoughts about the haters. Let the haters be around you because let them inspire you. Let them show you. Let them be the ones that you go back to and say, see, I told you. Because they're the ones that's not really rooting for you, wanting you to succeed. But there are these people that are looking at Paul and they're expecting him to fall down dead. But yet he shook it off like nothing was wrong with him. Nothing at all. Let me just say it like this. If I want you to get to the place where you are in God, where when things should bother you, they don't. Y'all not hearing me on today. Man, maybe I better say that again. I want you to get to the place in God, in your walk in God, so that when things should bother you, they don't. Paul was able to just shake this thing up as if nothing even happened. Are there times in your life where you can bounce back and people are looking at you and being amazed at you because you should have foiled. You should have given up. You should have thrown in the towel. You should be 6 feet under right now, but look at you. How many can have that? How many have that testimony right now that says, I should be 6 feet under right now, but look at God. Today, I want to talk to you about the subject that you were born again to be amazing. Are you hearing me? You were born again to be what? Amazing. See, you weren't born just to be average. God didn't place gifts and talents in you so that you can just muddle through life and just be mediocre and average. God placed gifts and talents in you so that he can put you in a place so that people can be amazed at what you do. Amazed. Jesus came on the scene. And as he came on the scene and as he grew and even as a young child, he was amazing the doctors and the lawyers. Because of his wisdom, because of his knowledge, because of what he knew, he was amazing people at a young age. And as he continued on and grew up in ministry, as he started his ministry and started going forth performing the miracles, people were amazed. And they were asking, scratching their head, dropping their jaws, eyes buck wild, saying, we've never seen anything like this before. He's commanding the evil spirits, and they're coming out of them. They obey him. We've never seen this before. We're amazed. What is this? I believe that God has placed in you ability that you will be able to walk away from your thing, your performance, your writing, your song, whatever it may be, so that people walk away saying, did you just see what they did? Amazing what they just did. They were amazing. I want to share with you five tips on being amazing. Everybody say, I was born again to be amazing. Before I share those five tips, the reason why I say born again, because you were born into this world the first time. Nicodemus came to Jesus and wanted to know some things about the kingdom. And Jesus said to Nicodemus, you cannot enter into the kingdom unless you have been what? Born again. And once you have been born again, then something happens on the inside. That's what happened with Paul. Paul experienced this born again experience where he now says, wait a minute, we are no longer the same creatures that we used to be. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. Any man be in Christ, he is a what? A new creature. So something happens supernaturally on the inside of you once you submitted your life to Christ. Once you've submitted your life, you've now entered into the kingdom of God. And now being in the kingdom of God, you are now staged and ready to start being amazing. Are you hearing me on today? Amazing. So here we go. Five tips on being amazing. One of the first things I believe, if you're really going to be amazing, that you're going to have to recognize your gifting. Everybody say, recognize your gifting. I say recognize your gifting because, for one, if you're going to be amazing, you need to know what you are going to have to be amazing at. Can I say this? As good as you are, as talented as you are, as smart as you are, as good looking as you are, just go ahead and look at somebody next to you. Come on, just tell them, yeah, you look good, you look good. Go ahead. As good looking as you are, I got some disappointing news. You can't be amazing at everything. Not everything. You may be amazing at quite a few things, and you are a talented person. Yes, you are. But God calls you with specific gifts and talents. And one of the things that you have to understand is that you have to identify your difference. There's something different about you than that's what's different than the person sitting next to you. We say it all the time. Well, we're all the same. Well, guess what? I got news for you. That's wrong. We're not all the same. Yeah, well, we all put our pants on the same way. Yeah, all men might put their pants on the same way, but guess what? You're different. You're not the same. God didn't place you here to be an identical replica of someone else. You're here to be unique and to be different. And with your unique and your different self, now to walk in your amazing gifts and talents so that the glory of God can shine through your gifts and your talents and your abilities so that people can behold the glory of God that's in you. Your talents, your gifts, your abilities should be something that attracts people and bring them closer to God. Your talents, your gifting, your ability, no matter what it is, it's supposed to be in the lives of amazing so that it attracts people's attention to God. Are you hearing me? So recognize your difference. Recognize your gifting. Let me ask you, what do you do well? What do you do well? What are you good at doing? What do you know that you're gifted in this area? You know that this area, out of all these different things, this area right here, I'm good at. I'm really good at. And I want to say this to you, that when you start understanding, recognizing what you're really good at, you're starting to understand what God gifted you with. Are you hearing me? The biggest problem is that we go through life being pulled in so many different directions and allowing everybody else to dictate what our good things are, what our good talents are. And we're not recognizing our own difference for ourselves. Everybody say, I must recognize my difference. So come on. Come on, say it again. I must recognize my difference. Say this with me. I must recognize my gift. So let me ask you, what are you drawn to? What's attracting your attention? What do you find yourself wanting to be around the most? What sparks the fire in you? What do you feel in your heart that you are born with this ability to do? Let me ask you like this, what are you stepping up to the challenge to do? Here's young David going to check on his brothers in the army, and they're fighting against the Philistines. The Philistines are all lined up, and here's Goliath parading up and down and saying, just send me somebody that will fight against me. Give me one person. And everybody's hiding. Even King Saul is hiding in fear. And here's young boy David coming on the scene, and here's Goliath ran and going up and down and raving. And he's like, I'm not understanding why no one's stepping up to the challenge. Why no one's stepping up to the challenge? And people are saying, well, here's what's going to happen if you want to kill Goliath. You'll be free from taxes. You'll be able to marry the king's daughter. You'll be able to have all these different things. And David's going around saying, what's going to happen now? What's going to happen now if someone kills Goliath? David steps up to the challenge and he goes to Saul and he says, Saul, let me at him. Let me at him. What is David doing? He's recognizing his difference. Everybody else is scared, but he's saying to himself, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. He's recognizing his difference, and he's willing to step up to the challenge and be different and do what he's doing, what he's good at doing,
What was he good at doing? Well, he was good at killing the lion. He was good at killing the bear. He was willing taking on challenges that were much bigger and stronger than him. And he was able to conquer.